Hello, garden friends. Today is episode 3 of When Gardeners Shelter in Place. Our stories today are from two garden friends, Terry Spate from Maryland and Peggy Rico from Virginia. These two are steeped in the garden world, and they even produce the bi-weekly Gardens and Plants podcast. Listen in as they share their thoughts on gardening during this most unusual time.
It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Hi, my name is Peggy Riccio, and I'm a horticulturist and a professional garden communicator in Virginia, Zone 7, and I work full-time in an office, so I've been working from home since the middle of March. But that has actually given me a tremendous amount of time to be in the garden because there's no commuting time anymore and you have more energy. So I'm actually spending a whole lot more time in the garden, and it makes me think that I have time and energy to start editing it and redesigning it and moving it and changing it. And it's like a craft or art where I am now editing out the bushes that I never did like, but I never had time to move. And I'm redesigning and moving some things around so they get more shade or more sun. But also, I like to grow from seed. And so I'm starting a lot of plants from seed. I have a lot of seed. It's just that I haven't had the time to do it before. So now I'm growing a lot of plants from seed. And I have all different kinds of plants, but I'm very interested in edibles and herbs. So I'm growing the chervil, butterfly pea, calendula, Johnny Jump Up, Mizuna, kale, sweet peas, nasturtium, Clancy potatoes. And of course, I'm also starting to propagate. I like to do stem cuttings and root cuttings and dividing and just participate in a plant swap for our local garden club where you just kind of pick it up and drop it off in the driveway thing. But the other thing is that I'm very interested in herbs, and so I'm very interested in learning how to cook with the herbs. And so I've had more time to experiment, and I was able to harvest my lemon balm and make lemon balm cookies and lemon balm bread, and to use the calendula and the banana bread, and to use the rosemary flowers when I was making shrimp scampi. And so I like to have that kind of time to be able to experiment and see how things work in the kitchen. The other thing is that because so much more is virtual now, I'm able to learn and watch so many virtual presentations and so many webinars that I'm learning a lot more about gardening in this area. And our extension agents, our master gardeners, have been doing a great job of providing webinars free. There are actually many, many free webinars and many different ways that you can learn or watch things online. Just recently, I saw the Beatrix Ferran movie free because my local gardening club was able to do that. And then I've heard that the Chelsea Flower Show is going to be virtual this year, which makes it possible for me to attend. I've never attended before. So in many ways, I'm actually able to attend and see things that I probably couldn't have before. And the other thing is that I have a website called Peg Plant, which is a resource for gardeners in the Washington, D.C. area, and a newsletter. And recently, I've started to do a podcast called Gardens and Plants for the D.C. metro area. So I'm learning more about technology. I'm learning about podcasting, Zoom, and because I had the time, the GardenCon members got together and created a power circle on podcasting. So I'm learning about new technology in this virtual environment. I'm learning about how to convey gardening messages to people virtually. I'm interested in hearing how people are gardening, and I try to answer their questions in the local Facebook pages. And for me, it's been a real deep dive into the gardening world in Northern Virginia, and I'm loving it. I miss going to the public gardens, and I miss getting together with the other GardenCon members, you know, and I miss getting together with people, you know, in person to talk about gardening, but I'm learning 10 times more now. I'm Peggy Riccio, and I'm at pegplant@yahoo.com. Come visit me at pegplant.com. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Teresa Spate. I go by the name of Terry. I am blogger-in-chief, at Cottage in the Court. I live in District Heights, Maryland. This period of unintentional pausing has taught me a few things. Number one, patience. Patience in knowing that things are going to get better. Patience in knowing that even after my garden looked so bleak and brown over the winter months, this period of unintentional pausing has given me the opportunity to watch it evolve. From my Yoshino cherry tree that I watched from bud to bloom, oh, the memory of its magnificence will eternally fill my soul. Watching my daffodils, watching the tulips, and the deer didn't get them this year for some odd reason, perhaps because they knew it was my year to enjoy the blooms. The peony parade was absolutely amazing. My tree peonies, that is. My herbaceous peonies are about to pop. If I were to share another thing I've learned during this time is we must learn to live in the moment. Let's not live for tomorrow, or the next day, or the past. Enjoy each and every moment and look at them as gifts to us. Finding my Lady Banks rose that I'm extremely fond of in the daytime because I'm working remotely from home has been absolutely amazing. If I were to suggest a special plant for other people to try, Proven Winners has a rose. It's called At Last. I have watched this peach princess evolve from barren stems to leaves to bud and then to bloom. Watching this rose evolve has given me hope that everything will be okay, hope that this will pass soon, and hope that more people take this moment to reconnect, re-engage, and enjoy gardening. It's the best thing ever.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.